Welcome to Ecclesia Principles, a biblical strategy for restoring America, with your host, Ray Eppert.
Glad to have you with us again today. We're talking about jurisdictions. Last couple programs, we talked about the first jurisdiction, the most fundamental jurisdiction, is self-government. Last time we talked about how important self-government is, and especially looking at the concept that understanding self-government has to be a part of the educational system, because if it's not, then everything falls apart. You know, if a person doesn't have self-government, then it will destroy their own life. Then if they have a family, then that lack of self-government will affect their spouse, it will affect their children, then it moves into their job, then it eventually ends up into the government and creates all kinds of problems. That self-government is the first form of government that God made. When God made Adam and Eve, he told them, don't eat of the tree. That was an individual command to both of them. Individually, they had to choose whether to eat or not. Not eating would have been the exercise of proper self-government. Eating of the tree was a failure of self-government. And ultimately, when you read the story there in Genesis 3, the serpent is talking to the woman, and she ends up eating of the tree, and it says, and she handed it to her husband with her, and he just took it out of her hand, took a bite. They both had eaten of the tree, and spiritual death came into the earth at that point. Self-government is the foundation of all forms of government. Every part of life is downstream of self-government. Every part of life, everything's downstream. It all starts with winning the battles within. It all starts with private victories in our own lives. It is that foundational piece. This is why our founding fathers made statements like that our government was wholly inadequate for anything other than a moral or righteous people. Well, why is our government, why does it require people to be religious and moral? Well, because again, our government is a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. If the people do not have self-government, then it begins to fall apart. Then they make choices and decisions that are just about them. It's just about the short term. It's not about what is good long term. It's not what is good for the next generation. I mean, just think about our national deficit right now. Somebody failed to think about the next generation, because I'm not saying that, you know, you can't have any debt at all, but it has to be manageable. It can't be just burgeoning and continuing to grow so that you have to have Congress pass a bill to raise the debt ceiling. That is ludicrous. That is a failure of self-government among politicians. That is a problem. You couldn't do that at your house. You couldn't just keep, well, we're going to raise the debt ceiling. At some point, you got to balance the budget at home. But because, in all honesty, of a lack of self-government among politicians, that's not happening. It's, let's make sure that I give people this so that they vote for me this coming fall. Because if I don't give them this, then I won't get elected. And ultimately, that whole dynamic is, I don't have self-government. I'll teach them not to have self-government so that I can give this to them so that I can get what I want. And that's a vicious cycle. The problem is, it always winds up in destruction. It always produces problems, and we've got to understand that. Now, in the second segment, we're going to go into the second form of government or second jurisdiction that God created. And it's important. It's the first one after self-government. See you right on after this message.
Jesus said, I will build my church or ecclesia. Ecclesia identified those who were called out to vote on issues that determine their culture. Jesus expects us to positively influence our culture with equality, liberty, and justice for all.
All right, we're back. And now we're here in segment two. We're going to talk about the second jurisdiction or the second form of government that God established. And with that, God had made man. Then eventually he says, it's not good for man to be made, for man to be alone. So he created Eve. And then when Adam wakes up and God presents Eve to him, he says, this is now bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife. That was the first family. Adam and Eve, husband and wife, if you would. They were the first family. The second jurisdiction is the family. The second form of government is family government. Now, where this comes into play, we've got to understand that, if you would, there is a trickle-down effect of government. And the last one to be affected is really the lowest form. It starts at the top and comes down. Again, we've talked about self-government. If people fail to have self-government, it then begins to affect their family. It will affect their family before it will affect their job, typically. Things will be bad at home, but they still perform on their job. Self-government is the highest form of government. It is the most important. It is the highest jurisdiction. Second highest form of jurisdiction is the family. Now, with this, and again, I'm going to try to make this clear. I hope I say it that way. But government, civil government, is not the highest form of government, and it is not supreme in its jurisdiction. Now, we are left with the impression today that particularly the federal government is supreme in authority. But if you actually go to the Constitution of the United States, the federal government only has certain powers. Only certain powers were granted to the federal government. And in the Constitution, it actually says any powers that are not enumerated, in other words, they are not specifically listed, that those powers belong to the state, like Virginia, North Carolina, Texas, Tennessee. It belongs to the state or to the people. In other words, the federal government, because it is a government of the people, by the people, and for the people are the supreme authority, and that they must give consent to be governed. That comes down to an election. But at that point, it is the consent of the governed. It's not those governing telling the people what they have to do. It's the consent of the governed, because the people are at the top of the list of jurisdiction. God made it that way. Our Constitution reflects that. And the second jurisdiction after that is the family. That's why you see things in the Bill of Rights, like unlawful search and seizure. That's why you see the government can't put troops in the home, so forth and so on. Why? Because the second highest form of jurisdiction is the family. It's actually above the federal government. which is again why when we look at situations in our world today where government is dictating to families, government is dictating to parents about their children, that is all out of whack. It is unconstitutional. It is unbiblical. And we have to understand that dynamic. Self-government is first and foremost in jurisdiction. Family government is second, right under that. Every jurisdiction that flows from another one is subordinate to the one it flows from. See, family flows from self-government. You have two individuals that make a choice, and out of those individual choices, a family comes into being. So the family government, the family jurisdiction is below the self-government. That family can't exist without the exercise of self-government. Civil government is on down the list because it is, their powers are given to them by the consent of the governed. Stay with us through this commercial break and we'll be right back.
Augusta Seed, your local Augusta County seed corn distributor since 1977. Producing more bushels per acre for a greater harvest. A time to plant and a time to harvest. Ecclesiastes 3:2. From your friends at Augusta Seed, buy local. Find them on the web at AugustaSeed.com.
You're listening to Ecclesia Principles with Ray Eppert, where we believe that all people are created equal and that liberty and justice is for all.
We're back, and we're talking right now about the second form of government that God created, or the second highest jurisdiction biblically, and that is that of the family, family government, or the family structure, if you would. You see, when Adam saw Eve, he said, "Now this is bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother." Leave. He shall leave his father and mother. You see, at that point, a lot of times we don't think about it, but Adam is identifying a splitting off of jurisdiction, that the individual, whether it's man or woman, is under the household of their family. And if they're living with their family, you know, at that point, we'll just use that scenario, that then if they're living with their family and then they find a spouse and then they go create a family with the spouse, that is a new jurisdiction. They leave the jurisdiction that they grew up in and now they have their own. They have their own family government. Now, I've seen families that, you know, the kids might have moved out of the house, but the bottom line is either mom or dad or both were still exercising the jurisdiction over that other household that supposedly left. In their mind, the only thing that left was their bodies. They're living in another house, but we still got control of them. Well, that's not the way it's supposed to be. Each family is to have its own jurisdiction. Each family unit is its own jurisdiction under God. And again, going back to the Bill of Rights, you know, our police force cannot enter a home without permission or without a warrant. Now, you can give them permission to come in, but if you do not give them permission, they have to have a warrant. They have to have shown cause. Why? Because for them to come into your house without you granting them that right, they're overstepping their jurisdiction. Their jurisdiction does not extend into your home. The home is your jurisdiction, the family jurisdiction, and it supersedes the civil government. That's why, again, particularly if you look at the Bill of Rights, it limits so much of federal government and state government activity related to the home. because our government, our form of government recognized the jurisdiction of the family. They recognized that form of government having jurisdiction over that property, that they have to have your permission or show just cause for why they should be able to come in there. Now, I'm not saying everything is handled properly and perfectly, but the principles are there, and it was based on Scripture. The Scripture identifies the family as the second highest form of government. It's the second highest jurisdiction that there is. Individual, then the family. Self-government, and then family government. And with that, you know, it's not my job to tell you how to raise your kids. Now, I might teach, I might share some things with you. I have the right to do that. You have the right to not listen to me, because at that point, that's your call. And you see, one of the biggest things that we're dealing with right now in our country is the idea that individuals and families really don't have the right to make the calls and decisions for themselves and for their families. That is contrary to Scripture, and it is contrary to our Constitution. Those are the two highest jurisdictions. Family is extremely important. Now, obviously, everybody always wants to point out the horrible exceptions. You know, well, what if somebody's been? That's the just cause that gives another jurisdiction the right to come in. But without just cause, it belongs to the family. It belongs to the individual. Those are at the top, and we need to acknowledge that. We need to acknowledge it. Again, I encourage you, read the Bill of Rights, and you will see that almost all of those rights listed in the first 10 amendments dealt with identifying the right of self-government, freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of assembly, and the right of the family. Can't come in the home, can't put troops in the home, you can't do these things. It shows that the jurisdiction of the individual and the family supersedes the jurisdiction of the civil government. Well, stay with us through this break, and we will have our final segment.
Want to make a difference in your community? Check out cityelders.com or search City Elders Augusta County, Virginia. City Elders exist to influence government spiritually, politically, and economically so that life is protected, liberty is defended, Christ is exalted, and families can flourish. See about helping start a group in your area. You're listening to Ecclesia Principles with Ray Eppard, where we believe that all people are created equal and that liberty and justice is for all.
All righty, we're back for our last segment. And again, we're talking about the jurisdiction of the family, the second highest form of government that God created. Now, with this, what I want to talk about today is kind of, in this segment, is kind of where I finished the last segment. And that is with the idea that civil government is downstream of both self and family government. You see, if there are problems in self-government or in family government, it will affect civil government. It will show up there. Again, we talked before about that in regards to self-government. The same thing is true if there's issues in family government, then that will be carried over into civil government. You see, let's take a culture that basically only, you know, treats women like chattel, like property. Well, that's a problem of family government. That's an improper structure of the family. But if the family government functions that way, then guess what's going to show up in the laws of the civil government? Things that reflect those negative attitudes toward family, toward women, so forth and so on. The same thing is true. You see, ultimately, issues with government really go back to the family and to individuals. This is why last week we talked about the role of education and how important that was. And that ultimately, you know, even though reading, writing, and arithmetic are extremely important in education, that as far as the success of a nation or the success of a culture, the reading and writing and arithmetic are secondary to the values of that nation. Those values have to be expressed through the educational system. If those values create a negative impact on self-government, if they create a negative impact on family government, then that's going to show up in the civil government. It's going to show up there. It's going to create a problem. You know, a few years back, I was actually performing a wedding for a couple, and when I was doing the premarital counseling, I asked them a question. I said, well, how do your families feel about this? And I'd had enough interaction with them that I thought, well, you know, their families seem to be good with this, but I'm going to ask anyway. Well, both of them spoke up and said, oh, they're completely opposed to us getting married. I was shocked. And I said, well, from what y'all have shared, that doesn't seem to be the case. Why are they against it? And they said, oh, they're fine with us being together. They just don't want us to get married. I said, well, why? Oh, because it'll cost us an extra $3,000 in tax if we get married. That was known as the marriage penalty. Now, at that point, when you have people passing laws that penalize marriage, then guess what you're going to have in that society? You're going to have a breakdown of the family because the civil government is passing laws that have a negative impact on the family. Well, why are they doing that? Well, because they see some benefit in some of these things. Don't need to prioritize that family anymore. Well, the thing of it is, if you destroy the family, then that creates all kinds of problems. You know, and one of the biggest takeaways, you know, I think about Dr. King, and we just recently celebrated, you know, his day, the Martin Luther King Day, and he was pro-family. He was for the family. He was for black families. Yet, we have recently had an announcement that the Black Lives Matter movement is protesting. Recently, they're holding an event to protest in favor of the destruction of the nuclear family in North America. Those two things don't go hand in hand. Society has to have strong families. Families need strong families. Individuals need strong families. Families are, if you would, the core unit of a society. Individual self-government, if you would, is the foundation. But the function of the family and it being strong, it being healthy, largely determines the health of the society or the nation. God bless our families. We need the strengthening of that second jurisdiction, family government. God bless you. Have a great week.
You've been listening to Ecclesia Principles with Ray Eppard. Follow us on podbean.com. Also available on Facebook at Liberty Justice HQ and online at libertyjusticehq.com.